Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Your name is like honey.
On my lips, your spirit's like water to my soul.
And the name is Jesus.
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
Name is like water
on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul.
Your word is a lamp to my feet. Jesus, I love you. Father, this morning, thank you for bringing us together again for the second time this morning. We commit our time here, this moment into your hands. We pray that indeed you will minister to us, you will speak to our hearts, you will affect our lives, and that you will not let us leave this place the same as we came. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And somebody shouted, wow, God bless you. You may be seated. Are you glad to be in church this morning? Wonderful. How many of us are going to camp? How many of us are going to the camp? Yeah! You want to give the Lord a shout, man? We're going. Hallelujah. All right. We're looking at faith. And faith, we're saying, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. If you go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. Because he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38 says it, that the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I believe it's verse 7, says that we walk by faith and not by sight. So faith is what we're looking at. In fact, faith is something that you should have learned a long time ago. Because if faith is that which we depend on, we walk by faith. When we say we walk by faith, it's not like we walk. Now, walking is an old English word for live. To walk means to walk this Christian walk, to live this Christian life. You need faith to live this Christian life. You get it? Prince, are you coming for the camp? You got to come for the camp, man. You got to come, right? You got to come, man. You got to come. Because you see, all the people around, you're the only one who comes to church, you know. Yeah, all the boys are... You see, they'll be surprised when they see you in heaven. They say, Prince, Prince. I say, bye. We play football, but I go to church too. Yeah, he's the only one who comes. Yeah, secretly he's fortifying eternity. And then they are staying home, they are resting and they are sleeping. So he goes to play football and then Sunday he comes to church. You better think twice about it. That's what people used to do in school. When we're in boarding school, you go and fool around with people, go and play football and go and, you know, follow girls. In the night you are sleeping. In the night they are studying. When the exams come, they top the class. You look at them and say, what? Because you and them, you 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 fooling outside. So you think that you are the same. No. When you come back, you are sleeping. They are learning. They are studying. So we are never the same. As we come to church, also the same thing. People are doing things in their lives. People are working hard privately. So when you see them, you know, blessed, you say, what? Where you get that from? You sit down and just sing songs and just dance around and just, you know, only read the Bible. You got to do things to make things happen in your life. Amen. So we live by faith and not by sight. It means that this Christian life is all about what we don't see but we believe. All that the Christian life is about what we don't see. But yet, we believe. There are so many things in this world that we don't see that are very, very real. They are real like that. They are real like you are real. Now, I said this morning when I was preaching about faith is persistent that we all know the fact. The fact is that you can't walk on the water. That's a fact. If you like, try. You'd be like the Bell West people who, the three boys who went to drive in West Bank, Bell West. Their car went into canal number 2. Their lives were never the same again. The fact is that you can't walk on water, but there's some other fact, there's another fact that can make you walk on water. The fact is that you don't have money. But faith is that fact that also tells you, even though you don't have money in your pocket, you are rich. Now you have to choose which one you believe. Whether the one that you don't see or the one that is physically evident. That's why the Bible said that we don't live by what we see, we live by what we don't see. We cannot see. And if you and I are really going to, you know, enjoy Christianity and enjoy God, we will have to believe more of the unseen than the seen. I said we'll have to believe more of the unseen than the seen. Because the things that we see, they are just temporal. The things that we don't see are more eternal. The Bible said by faith, Abraham, he lived in tents because he was looking for a city that has foundations. You think your house has foundations? Wait until there's an earthquake. Yeah. You think you are prosperous? You trust in the things that you have as something that can save you in time of need? You are joking. The Bible says Abraham, he lived in tents because he was looking for a city that has foundations, whose maker and builder is God. Yeah, because, you know, and because of that city he was looking for, he only sleep in tents. Because if he makes the mistake to go and dig the ground and put some concrete and steel rods there, then it is as if he's trying to keep his mind and his focus here. And here is not a temporal place. It's not a permanent place for us. Then anybody who really understands spiritual things will rather sow, will rather save and gather treasures in that place where nobody can go in and steal. It's fantastic. How you see people steal from people, people rob people, people kill and take things that otherwise, what is money? What is money? What's a car? A car can even kill you. Yeah. They kill you. I mean, to drive. Somebody was telling me, Pastor Issa was telling me about some laws yesterday about traffic laws and what I think they should change, the new government should change about these laws. I can be a free consultant if they want me. But Pastor Issa was telling me, you tell them, right? Yeah, they're a free consultant. I was telling him that what I think they should do about traffic is that they should do madness tests. Yeah. Before you get a driver's license, you must write a test to prove whether you are mad or not. Yeah. Hey, oh, tell them, Prince, tell them for me. I'm sure you understand why I'm saying that. Because when you see some people, the way they drive, you wonder whether their head is on.
Oh, we should do it. We should do it. Because it's not, mad people are not just the ones who don't have clothes out there. Don't have clothes or have clothes dirty in their own. Those are not the only mad people. If you like, go and read it. Madness is in levels and is in grades. There is a certain form of madness that the person is dressed up, walking around, but he's mad. Yeah, you know some, right? Yeah, I also know some. There's something called schizophrenia and auditory hallucinations. Now, these are, you come across people who feel that somebody is talking to them. So you know somebody like that. Yeah, yeah. They go around and they say, no, somebody's talking to me. Somebody's talking to me. I can hear people talking to me. It's madness. But of course, they are dressed nicely. One day, there's a brother that I know. And this brother, he called me. He said, somebody is following him. I said, why do you say that? He said, he was cycling from the East Coast. And he said, when he got to his house, this guy was still following him on a bicycle. And he said that there's some people are trying to, you know, spy on him. So I said, sit down. I said, I am your pastor. I am the head of Lighthouse Chapel International in Guyana. If anybody wants to spy anybody in this church, it will be me. And I said, nobody spies on me. So you are a non-entity. Nobody knows you. Why would somebody follow you from the East Coast to your house? He said when he got to his house, the guy was following him, so he passed his house. Now, nice brother in a church with coat and tie and everything, but he's crazy. So you marry somebody like that, and then you realize that the person is over jealous, overprotective. You can't go anywhere without, if you say you are coming home, if you say 8 o'clock, you must come at 8 on the dot. If you come 2 minutes after 8, it's a whole problem. If somebody calls you, they say, who is this? No, that kind of thing is not love. It's you are living with a madman. A crazy guy you have. Now some of you, it's lack of knowledge. You don't understand. So you boot up with some idiot who is so possessive of you. And so, man, don't worry, he's too jealous. He's too jealous. He's crazy. You can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere. Yeah, unless he's calling you. Unless he's going with you. You can't go anywhere. You go to town right now, he's asking, where you there? You coming? Where you there? And he say, oh man, this man jealous. Jealous? You wait until you are killed. It's crazy. But you see, you don't know about madness. So, I mean, it's love. Yeah. You should go and study. Yeah. So there are a lot of things that we can't see and we don't see that make a big, big, big difference in our lives. Are you with me? So faith is that which will help you live this Christian life. So you need faith. I said you need faith. You can't depend on the things we see. The things we see are temporal. The things that we don't see are the ones that are permanent. So you cannot live your Christian life based on the things you see. I mean, you know it. All these wonderful, nice, beautiful ladies and these handsome guys who walk around. It's not just that. When you live with them, then you know what you have. Yeah? It's true. Yeah. You until you live with one of these shiny girls. The more shiny they are, the more they are likely not to be real. Huh? No, you should take note of it. The more shiny they are, the more they are likely not to be real. Yeah. Likely not to be real. But you see, human beings, we don't like those less impressive things. We like impressive things. So nice. Wow. Beautiful. Ah, pretty. Gorgeous. Hey, how was heaven when you left there? Have you seen that ad before? Singers.
Were you created or you were crafted? Yeesh. Matthew chapter 21. How to activate your faith. How to activate your faith. How to activate. We've spoken about faith is action. Faith is action. We've spoken about faith is acting on what you believe. I spoke about faith is persistent during the first service. Get that message. God will bless you. All right? Make sure you're on podcast. Like if you have podcast, you get all the messages for free. By the time I finish preaching, the message is appearing on your tablet. All right? So make sure you have a tablet. Make sure you have a smartphone. You're on podcast. You're subscribed to Bishop's podcast. And then you have mine also at the side. All right? Matthew chapter 21 and verse 18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. He was hungry. And he noticed a fig tree beside the road. He went over to see if there were any figs, but there were only leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." And immediately the fig tree withered. The disciples were amazed when they saw this and asked, "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" Then Jesus told them, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, 'May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it." I want to read again in the King James. "Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And he said unto it, 'Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever.' And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, 'How soon is the fig tree withered away?' Jesus answered and said unto them, 'Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." How to activate your faith. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, one of the things that you have to understand about faith, if you want to activate your faith, is that faith is activated by what you say. If you have faith, remember, faith without works is dead. That's a foundation, Jamela. It's a foundation. Once you have faith, or if you don't have works connected to the faith, your faith is dead. Mr. Brian, if you have faith and you don't connect your faith with actions, the faith is dead. The action can be physical, but it can also be verbal. Sweetie darling, are you there? Are you with me? So, faith foundational goes with works. The works can be a physical movement, or it can be saying something. You understand it? So, the Bible says that Jesus was with his disciples, and then there was a time that figs normally will have, fig trees will normally have figs on them. So, he was hungry. And the creator of the heaven and the earth is looking for mango to eat. And he finds this mango tree with leaves, and it looks like it has mango. And he goes to the mango tree, and there's nothing on it. So it's like, you, this tree, you, I pass me. I created you.
And this season, I put into you that this season, you must bear mangoes. And I come to you and I don't have a mango. Okay, so the mango tree is trying to behave, I pass, isn't it? If there's anything like that. Because God Almighty has come down looking for mango. He said, me giving you none. So Jesus said, you will never bear again. And the Bible says that that same hour, that same moment, and presently, the fig tree withered away. You see, it's King James, so you may not understand it. And presently, it means that immediately, the fig tree, the leaves, everything dried up. And the disciples were surprised. So they asked Jesus, how come? When they saw it, they were marveled, saying, how soon is a fig tree withered? Jesus goes on and he tells them that, I say unto you, if you have faith, you shall not only do this, but also if you shall say to this mountain, say, Andriska, say. Faith is saying. You can't believe something and then let it see. Faith is not thinking it. Faith is saying it. Because you can think that, man, I wish. It will be in your head. And once it's in your head, it stays there. That's how come prayer is an act of faith. Because when you are praying, you are talking to somebody you have not seen before. You got to be crazy. You got to be mad to be talking to somebody you have not seen. In fact, telling this person you have not seen some of your important things in the most precious things in your heart and your life. It's an act of faith. Because you believe that even though you have not seen him, he's so kind, he's so caring, and he's hearing you, and whatever you say, he will do it for you. That's faith. So those who don't pray are not exercising their faith. So the Bible says that Jesus said, you know what? You can also do the same thing if only you say it. Which means that faith, you can only activate your faith. You can actually see what you believe by what you say. I am healed. I am rich. I am not poor. I am not poor. I can never be poor. I am not a failure. I am victorious. It is those things that come to pass. Because, you see, God calls the things that are not as though they were. So if you are going to also have that faith, you often have to say things that are not as if they are. And that's how you activate your faith. Jesus spoke to the fig tree and it withered. He says you can also do the same thing. And he says that if you shall say unto this mountain, the mountain will be there. You can look at it, you can squeeze your face, you can get another, you can kick it another, it will not move. If you were to say it. I say if you were to say it. It will finish the whole thing. If you were to say it. So your faith is made active. You see your faith working by what you say. You understand what I'm trying to say? You want to drive a car? It's not just money. You must speak it. I'm driving a car. I'm driving a vehicle. Because when it rains, I can't come to church. If I want to see you, Pastor Sam, what are you doing? So I'm driving my car. Yeah. There are many of us who believe and who have nice things in your heart, in your mind, you know that. But it is not active if you don't say it. Think about it. Even us, human beings. Even though I love you, it's not until I say I love you that you feel nice. Not so? Is that Coletta? True or false? You are married, you've married a woman. Eh? It was a marriage. For 5 years, 6 years. You said I love you about first year, 2 months ago, 2 months after that, you don't say I love you. But we are in the house. We are living everything all right. And then you see she behaving. I said, oh, what's going on? So when last you tell me you love me? Oh, but I love you. I don't have to say I love you. You don't have to say I love you. How will I know? No, if you tell somebody all the time that you love them, it generates a lot of action. Yeah, energy, because you said I love you. If you have to say, because that's the thing. Once you hear that, sometimes even women, they fall in love with somebody because the person tells them that they love them when they don't really love them. Say, hi, baby. You know, you are the only one that I love. You have never met a love like you before. And then say, yes. It is because faith is activated by words. Think about it. Traditionally, if you don't take a woman to the altar and marry her, it is not considered as a solid relationship. But what really takes place here at the altar is prayer. That's very, very important. But before the prayer, you have to look at somebody eyeball to eyeball. CG, stand up, let's see. Oh, you need it. You don't need support. Yeah, all right. Okay. You have to look at the person eyeball to eyeball. And you see, even though you say you love them, you have to say, I love you. I'll spend the rest of my life with you. You see, and it makes a difference. Because if you don't do that, it's almost as if, yeah, right. Yeah, you say you love me. Yeah, you say that all the time. But if you are to bring her to the altar, it's not the same I love you. Why should we come here? Why doesn't the pastor just say, come, let me pray for you? Why do we have to say, with this ring, I did work? Why do you have to say all those things? Because faith is generate. You see, that the result of what you want is generated by what you say. You have to say it. Samson, you have to say it. You have to say it. You have to say it. I'm not the same again. I'm walking. You have to say it. You have to say it. If you don't say it, Jesus said that if you don't say that to the mountain, it will not move. You can have all the faith in the world, but if you don't say, it stays right there in your heart and your mind. It will not do anything. It will not do anything. It will not. Go to Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. I'll show you something there. Faith will not work if you don't say it. That's why we have to. You see, the Apostles' Creed, for example, we used to say the Apostles' Creed because that's really what we believe, Shorty. That's why we sing the song. I believe in God. In fact, that's what it is. And it cannot be effective if you don't say it. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, what will happen? So if you believe and you don't say it, will you be saved? You must believe that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, and you must believe that God raised him after he died. The Bible says you must believe it. And after you believe it, you must say it. And once you say it, then your faith becomes active for you because then you become saved. Your sins become, immediately your sins are forgiven. Immediately your name is written in the book of life. Immediately you become a child of God. Immediately your life is changed and transformed because of what you said by your belief. That's why after the exchange of vows, okay, now come, let's pray for you. You have said what you have said. That's what it is. We believe it, so we pray for you. Faith is activated by what you say, especially doing what you say by what you believe. Do you get it? Because you can't say anything else. You have to say what you believe. So I believe in my heart that, you know what, I won't die. Sometimes, you know, in families, you realize that people die very early in the family. You know, by the age of 35, this person is dead. That person is dead. That person is dead. You become a Christian and you're receiving God's word and your faith is rising and you believe that you will be different. But you will not be different if you don't say it. You remember, what you say is very important. And that's why you should even be careful what you say. You can easily say, I'm tired. You are saying something. I ain't able. You are saying something. Because all those negative words, when you say them, it's true. You are tired. But the tiredness shouldn't make you say, I am tired. The tiredness should make you say, I am not tired. Because what happens when you are tired? There are some people who are filled with negative things from their mouth. And the negative things come because it is in your heart. And once you believe it in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you definitely will be saved. You will be. Yes. If it's death, confessions you are saying, I will die and everything will. When I die, then everything will. You think when you die? That's when life is starting for you. When I die. And then you are dead. Yeah, and then people are crying because you are dead, not knowing that you yourself wanted to go and you went. Job chapter 28 and verse 10. There's another scripture there. So faith is saying what you believe. You will not die in the family. You have to say it. There are so many things in this world. I tell you. There are families that can be very, very alcoholic. Give 20 verse. Give 20 verse 10. Not that. Families have all kinds of problems. Find a scripture. Don't worry. There are many alcoholics in families. Divorces. All kind of child mother, child father situations. And you grow up, you say, you know what? Man, I don't want to be like this. You don't want to be like this. You have to say it. It does not just happen. You see, one day I was talking to somebody who told me that they left Lighthouse Chapel International because I was preaching about people marrying conductors. This is 2006. She was in the church. And I was preaching, why would you want to marry a conductor? She got vexed. She left the church. I didn't know. I met her this year. She said, you know why I left Lighthouse Chapel? I said, no. She said, you know my husband was a conductor and you were preaching about me, my marriage in the church. That's why I left the church. I said, if you were to ask my church members now whether I preach about conductors, they will tell you again, even now, that I still preach about that. Which means that it wasn't really you that I was talking about. And you shouldn't take things out of context. Because as for things that we'll preach out. And you must also listen to some of the preaching we preach. It will change your life. Don't say things. So because you are moved in your heart, the things you say are very, very strong and effective. When Noah was moved in his heart by what his son did to him, He spoke. He only had to say, you are cursed. That's all. Like Jesus. All that Jesus did was to curse the tree. That's it. The disciples were amazed that it happened so clearly and so quickly because Jesus believed what he said. The Bible says that it shall come to pass that you shall make a decree. And it shall come to pass. The Bible says, if you stand praying and you believe without doubting, whatever you ask shall be given. Because as you are speaking, you are activating your faith. And ladies and gentlemen, you and I have to be speaking certain things over ourselves day by day, until we see it materialize. If you don't say it, it will not happen. You have to. Look at how many of us really take licks. Take blows. Left, right, center. This thing happening to you. All you're doing is you are crying. You are miserable. You are frustrated. You are depressed. Meanwhile, there's some weapons in your mouth. All you have to do is believe that your God is not dead. Your God will never forsake you. And that faith you have, that belief you have, you only have to say it. And when you say it, you will have it. I said, when you say it, you will have it. I tell you.
Even in the occult world, in the wicked world, you say things and they happen.
I tell you.
I remember when we were in school, there was something about chanting. You know, some people were teaching some people how to chant. It was some Buddhist kind of chanting. You see, many people didn't understand what it was. So they take a glass of water and they begin to, you know, cross their legs. They sit down, they begin to, you know, chant. Because, you see, they're chanting, they don't know what language they are talking about. So sometimes, what happens is that, not sometimes, with all the cases, an image appears in a glass. Yeah. So they sit down, they take a glass of water, and they sit down, they cross their legs, and they begin to chant. And all of a sudden, an image appears in the glass. And it begins to talk. Yeah. You see, because what you are saying, you don't know what you are saying. You are calling somebody that you don't know that you are calling somebody. And once the person comes, you won't run. Where are you running to? You call the person. Yeah, he comes and you call me, I'm here. What can I do for you? Yeah, that is, Charlie is here. He said, Charlie. Charlie will come. You really come. Are you there? So some of you get mad because the image appears and they lose it. And then they go crazy. Because you called me. What is this thing you are behaving? You didn't you call me? Now I've come and you behaving like you I pass me. Boom! I realize the person from school. I said, what happened? He was chanting. Yeah. If you like, try. You see what will come right now. Things will come. Yeah. If you like, go ahead and try. Yeah, something will happen to you.
In that same way, if you were to apply that same thing in your Christian life and speak about the things you believe, those things will come to pass. You see... You see, you and I should not be overcome by the lack of bread, the lack of food, the lack of money. We should not be overcome by that. All we have to do is just believe it and speak it. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. But we don't believe, that's why. We don't believe. You see how somebody doesn't have food to eat, a Christian, and that can really make the person so sad and miserable. Meanwhile, it only takes faith and confession. I say, you know what? I know I don't have food in my house, but I'll eat today. Oh, yeah. He said, in fact, if you like, I'll give you a time. It's almost 12 o'clock. 12 at the dot, I'll get food to eat. Yeah. No, you must use faith to overcome. Faith comes when you, faith brings victory. Yeah. You sleep in the night, you get a dream. When you wake up in the morning, your whole day is spoiled. When you have faith, you must develop faith and speak. When you have a God who is greater and bigger than the dream. You see, at least it was just a dream. Yeah. Because sometimes you have a nice dream. Before you realize, your eyes are open. You say, it was just a dream. So that same thing that is scaring you in a dream, when you wake up, it was just a dream also. And you just have to say, no, this dream, it will never come to pass. So Pastor, I had a dream and my mother was dead. What do you think I should do? You need a slap. Yeah, why do you walk away going to confess the same dream to somebody? You gotta take care of it. You got to take care of them. My mother will not die. I shall not die. The Bible says you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. We cannot, we should not. If we have faith, we should not be overcome by any circumstances in this life. I tell you. Because faith comes. Faith is activated by the things you say. Yeah. You are blessed. Well, I say you are blessed. You have faith. You are blessed. I say you are blessed beyond faith, beyond measure. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Hallelujah. Faith is activated by your words. I tell you. Why don't you just close your eyes, thank God, and begin to make some pronouncements. Thank God by speaking. That's why when we say pray, you should open your mouth and speak, because we don't pray in our head. You pray by saying something. Jesus said, when the disciples asked him to teach them how to pray, he said, when you pray, say. I can't hear you say anything. Prayer is saying. Hey, you must say. Thank God. And then begin to speak over your life. Speak over your own life. Declare some words right now as you've heard the word of God. Declare some words over your life. Declare that you are blessed. Declare that you are favored. Declare that you are victorious. Speak over your life. Speak over your house. Speak over your family. Speak over your job. Don't wait for pastor to come and tell you something. You, if only you can develop faith, you say, then it will come to pass. Come on, somebody. You are not sick. You won't die. Yes, in the name of Jesus. If there's diabetes in your family, minus you. You are not part of the, you are in the family of God, and you are not going to suffer diabetes. You will not die under diabetes. If your grandmother died through diabetes, your mother went by diabetes, and you are afraid that it's going to happen to you, all that you have to do is that if you have faith, you say to this mountain, move, and it will move. Diabetes can be a mountain. Cataract can be a mountain. Glaucoma can be a mountain. Heart disease can be a mountain. Speak to it out of faith. I tell you, if you confess it, you say it. Bible says you will get what you are saying. Come on, somebody, begin to say. Begin to speak over your life. Begin to speak over your family. Begin to speak over your job. You have a business. Every morning you must speak over the business. That my business is booming. My business is doing well. My business is profitable. You must speak it. You must speak it out of faith. Your faith is activated by your words. Kebros kabarandere me kabras kataya. Randere me kabas keberendere me kebrendes. The leboro shikabara randere me kabayanda. Raka kabas keberende me skebrende masandaya. Ye mo 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 mo. Yes, Lord, we speak over our lives. You have given us the power. You have given us the authority to speak. To speak. Lord, we speak life. We speak life, oh God. We bless and not curse. Lekabros kataya barandere bebe. Words activate faith. Words activate that which we believe in our heart. That we confess favor over our lives. We confess blessings upon our lives. We confess, oh God, victory. Long life, oh God. Lekabros kataya bakabrende masandaya baba. Kebe rebe sakataya baba. Ye kataya mama. If you are sick, just declare that you are healed. Because the Bible said, by his stripes you were healed. Believe it and say it. Believe it and say it. Believe it and say it in the name of Jesus. God cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible says, Leke bruskataya baba. Laka brandere me kabaskataya barababa. Kerebe sheke teberebe sakataya bababa. Yendaramake bruskotoborobo. Rekeberebe shikataya barababanderebe.
You are here. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you were to die right now, you're not sure where you would go. Pastor, please pray with me. As Jesus is building his church, as he's teaching us about faith, you want to exercise your faith in the cross of Calvary. You want to say, Pastor, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe it with my heart and I want to confess with my mouth so that you'll be saved. Because there's heaven and there's hell. Those that are saved will go to heaven. Those that are not saved will go to hell. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that this morning, while every eye is closed, every eye shut, every eye closed, you want to lift up your right hand and say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. Just your right hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your right hand up high. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to pray with you. Just walk to the front now. I want to pray with you. Come to me. Clap for them as they come.
I'm running to the
come. Clap for them as they come.
Come running.
God bless you.
Come running to
you want to join them? Come quickly. As a tall boy. God bless you.
His grace will be your covering. His love.
God bless you. Faith, are you not born again?
He will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat. He said that I could come into his presence without fear.
Close your eyes. We read that scripture. If you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. So as you have come forward, you must believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross for you. If you believe it, then we need to make a confession. So I want you to pray this prayer with me. The church join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me and I believe God raised him from the dead. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior. I believe that by this confession, I have been saved. I am born again now. My name is written in the book of life. I am now a child of God. I believe everything I have said. And I want to thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.